Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and on this episode, I want to talk about the HasLab campaign that just wrapped for the Ghost Vehicle. Plus, I want to share some Toy Run finds from this past weekend. So, I went on a Toy Run. I hit a couple of stores this past weekend, specifically GameStop, Walmart, and Target. So, those were my three stops, basically. And I hit a bunch of those. And GameStop was absolutely amazing. They currently have this crazy deal where if you buy a Black Series figure, or not just a Black Series figure, but if you buy a clearance item, you get one clearance item for free. If you have a pro membership and you buy something on clearance, you get two clearance items for free. And the GameStop stores that I went to had quite a few Black Series 6-inch figures on clearance, which meant that if you purchase one figure, you could choose two more. And that's an incredible deal, especially because many of these clearance items are down to about either below $10 or kind of hovering around the $12 to $13 a figure. So if you buy a Black Series figure for $13, you get two more. And that's a heck of a deal, especially because all of these GameStop exclusive figures, they were close to about $30 each at some point. So I came across some KX security droids, a bunch of battle droids, all from the Jedi Survivor video game. They had a lot of biker scouts as well that I picked up from the Jedi Survivor video game. I found some Archive Leia figures, some Knight Brother figures. They had some Senate guards left from the Black Series line. So yeah, there is quite a bit of stuff to pick up for really, really good prices. So if you have GameStop somewhere close by and you collect the Black Series 6-inch line, head on out to your local GameStop store and see if you can score some good deals. Definitely worth checking out. They also have this deal online on their website, but you end up paying shipping, and that kind of ruins the crazy good deal somewhat. But you know, if you don't have a GameStop near you, might as well just check out the website and see what they have online. Now, as far as Target goes, I found the vintage collection Scout Trooper with the speeder bike, not from the Return of the Jedi, but from the Mandalorian, at several different places around me at Target. So if you're looking for that, Target is your place. And then at Walmart, I came across Black Series 6-inch 40th anniversary figures, specifically the second wave, which includes the Stormtrooper, Bib Fortuna, Chewbacca with the chain around the neck, the Ewok, and those figures have shown up in bigger numbers at pretty much every Walmart store that I went to. And they also had a lot of Boba Fett figures from the 40th anniversary line. And that's the deluxe figure that's like $34, I think, something like that. But yeah, that's another one where I found literally like, I know, I want to say between 5 and 8 or so at every single store that I went to. So if you're still missing those, Walmart seems to be the place to go to for those figures. And that's it for my Toy Run reports. If you've been pre-ordering figures online, you know that there is a lot of stuff shipping. I talked about it on a previous episode of the podcast already, but you know, Walmart's begun to ship out these Bad Batch 6-inch Black Series figures. And I think there's like 5 of them. Plus, I think there's an ARC Trooper shipping, then ARC Commander Blitz from the Vintage Collection also shipped from Walmart. So they've been getting a lot of their pre-orders shipped out now to collectors. Amazon currently has Darth Malgus set to ship for this week from the Black Series line. Shop Disney has the Jabba the Hutt Black Series 6-inch in stock currently. And then Hasbro Pulse has mailed out shipping notifications for the Book of Boba Fett Throne Room. Not actually shipping confirmations, but they sent out these notifications that those are about to ship. So again, you know, there's a lot of stuff shipping currently, and it's definitely keeping us busy. And then, of course, in just about a week and a half or 2 weeks, we have Hasbro PulseCon with more Star Wars action figure announcements coming at us. So there is no slowing down currently. But I do actually think that Hasbro PulseCon is probably going to be the last big wave of announcements for this entire year, if I had to guess. But who knows? It seems like they've been able to keep us busy for a while now. So I think quite a few of us would appreciate it if they were to slow down a little bit. But we'll see. So Hasbro PulseCon in about 2 weeks or so. All right. So that's it, though, for my Toy Room reports and all these pre-orders that are currently shipping out. I'm sure I forgot something. But if I did, check out galacticfigures.com where I post all this stuff. All right, let's talk about the Ghost and the HasLab campaign. Another successful HasLab campaign, finally, for Star Wars after the Rancor, of course, from the Black Series line failed. And then that role-playing item, the Reva lightsaber from the Black Series line also failed. So it was nice to get this win, and it was a big win, too. Actually, we got almost close to 22,000 backers for the Ghost. So that's pretty amazing considering that all the tiers unlocked at 17,000 and that the Ghost by itself unlocked already at 8,000. You know, mixed feelings about this campaign though, I have to say, because what I find strange is that the HasLab campaign for the Ghost was about one thing, and that's the Ghost vehicle. But because of those tiers, it felt like that the last few weeks has just been all about the included figures that come with it. Which, sure, I get it. You know, we all want to get the most bang for our buck, and we all wanted to get these Star Wars Rebels Season 4 outfits in the Vintage Collection. Sure, I get that. But in the end, I felt like it took away from how cool that vehicle by itself looks. And that's really what you're backing. You're backing the Ghost vehicle. And even though I'm happy they're making all these Star Wars Rebels figures, I'm pretty sure that I will be setting up the Ghost with a whole bunch of Ahsoka figures, right? Because now the Ghost is in the Ahsoka show. It's in live action. And I think that's how I will probably set up my Ghost, but we'll see. Kind of depends on how many figures they release from the TV show, right? So, but in the end, it just showed one thing, and it showed that the Star Wars fan base, the collector base, wants 3¾-inch Star Wars figures. The majority does not want the 6-inch figures. It's just the way it is. And it's easy to see why, because you cannot make cool items like the Ghost in the 6-inch scale. It's just too big. It would be too expensive. And where are you going to put this stuff? I remember buying the TIE Fighter. And that's, by the way, the TIE Fighter from the Black Series line. That is an item which I've sold years ago because I could not find a place for it. Not even hanging it from the ceiling was an option because it would have hung so low that it just didn't make sense to hang it. Even though the execution was amazing, it looked cool and everything. But there just wasn't the room for it. It was that big. So anyways, you know, I think that the 3¾-inch collecting community came out strong. It was another clear message sent to Hasbro that Star Wars is better suitable for the 3¾-inch line than for 6-inch. And I think at this point, Hasbro needs to go back to the drawing board for the Black Series 6-inch line and rethink what they're doing and how they're treating this line. I would love to see a less is more approach for the Black Series line. Give us less figures, but execute on them better. Better paint applications, more accessories, definite versions of those characters. Not all this carbonized crap and the credit collection stuff. Nobody wants this. Maybe your retail partners ask for those kinds of things, but the collectors are not interested in this kinds of stuff. It's just not Star Wars. It's always been about getting the characters from the movie so we can recreate these scenes, right? That's what it's always been about. And with yet again another successful 3¾-inch HasLab project, at some point you just have to look at it and say, yeah, Star Wars is going against the norm, even though the 6-inch scale might be the industry standard now. For Star Wars, it's different. It's always been different for Star Wars. So that's my opinion, but I also think that the numbers show clearly what the collector community really wants, and that's 3¾-inch Star Wars stuff. So now the question is, what could they possibly do next for HasLab? And quite honestly, I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I have three items which I want to run by you that I would love to see Hasbro give the HasLab treatment to. Number three for me is the Sandcrawler. I think the Sandcrawler could be phenomenal. We've never gotten one that's properly scaled. Every single version so far has been too small, not big enough, not enough play features built in. And the only one that we've gotten so far that's somewhat well executed was the Disney version at $110 or $120, I think it was. But even that wasn't all that great and still underscaled. But it did have some electronics built in with lights and everything that looked really cool. It did have some sounds as well, had an exclusive gong droid that came with it. Yeah, it's a fun vehicle, but I think this could be done so much better. And with a HasLab project, just the paint alone would just blow the Disney version out of the water completely. I also think that in terms of displayability, the footprint of a Sandcrawler, you could probably display this better on a shelf than the BMF or the Ghost even, right? So I think a Sandcrawler would be a great HasLab project. Just think about all these tiers that they could include. I mean, I think we saw the Sandcrawler with the Krayt dragon head on top, with the skeleton, right, that you could put on top. That could look so cool. Or even these little tents and stuff that they have set up in the Mandalorian episode on the roof of the Sandcrawler. That could be really cool. Some breakaway panels that you could implement into a toy like that. So you can see the individual rooms that they have, the cockpit and all of that. And just recreating that base that we saw in The New Hope when the doors open and all these droids are kind of just, you know, sitting in this cargo bay there. That could be so cool and be such a great storage opportunity for all of those droids that we've gotten over the years. So Sandcrawler, I think, would be awesome. Now, my number two spot for a HasLab project goes to the Death Star. The Death Star has been something that people have been talking about and asking for more than two decades. I remember Dan Curto over at Rebel Scum at the time. He pushed really hard for this. There was a lot of talk about making it a modular approach, especially when these Jedi Council 3 packs came out back then. There was a lot of talk about doing those as kind of a Death Star approach so people could build the Death Star. But that just never happened. But the topic of the Death Star has never gone away in all this time. As far as displaying something like that, I mean, we have so many action figures that would go with it. You know, all of these stormtroopers and Imperial officers. We could have our heroes displayed in it, from the prison cell to the garbage chute to, oh my God, there's just so many, many rooms that you could do with a Death Star. You know, the meeting room with Vader choking Maul. And Tarkin and them discussing the Rebel base, and there's just so many rooms, and you know, the duel between Vader and Obi-Wan, you know, all these rooms would make such great display pieces. I think I don't see this being very cheap though, because they would have to recreate so many iconic scenes that I don't know if that's doable. But you know, let's be honest here, the stuff that Hasbro puts out is great. You know, I mean, we can debate about the pricing and availability as much as we want, but the final product is typically top-notch. That's why we're all collecting this stuff and loving this stuff, right? So if they were to do a Death Star, I'm pretty sure it would be great. Yeah, so there you go. Sandcrawler number 3, the Death Star number 2 for me. And the number one spot, without a doubt, for me would be the Mos Eisley Cantina. Simply because I think that the Cantina, just all these Cantina aliens that we've gotten over the years, need a home. And I find aliens and these alien characters much more interesting to look at than a bunch of stormtroopers inside the Death Star. And, you know, the Cantina was seen in The Mandalorian. It was, of course, featured in A New Hope. That's where we know it from. But just having the Cantina set up with all of these different creatures roaming around, I think that would be so cool. Throw the Tonica sisters in there together with Wooher, because the one that we have from 98 or 97 or something, I mean, it just doesn't hold up well anymore these days. But yeah, throw in the Tonica sisters, throw in Wooher on Star Wars cards, and I would probably back two of those just to get these figures also carded. And then build around the Cantina, you know, re-release some of these aliens that you've done before, improve them with the photoreal print, maybe give them some soft goods, update the ankles or update the hips on some of those figures. But go heavy on that. I mean, they've been doing that with the sail barge since, what, 2019 now? For the last 4 years, we've seen them more and more focus on, you know, skiff guards and Jabba's denizens. And why not just keep that theme going with the Cantina? And I think that could be so cool. Maybe even redo the Dewback and include that as part of the HasLab offerings, with the Sand Trooper riding in front of the Cantina, right? So that's definitely, without a doubt, my number one HasLab project. That's what I would love to see. Especially, I mean, Star Wars is just so creature heavy, you know? And that could be so cool. And talking about creatures, though, I got the feeling that a lot of people would love to see the Rancor come back. Not necessarily in a 6-inch scale. I just asked the Galactic Figures community a few days ago if they wanted to see the Rancor being tackled again as a HasLab project for the Black Series line. And, you know, I got mixed responses, but I did see a lot of people asking for the Rancor in the 3¾-inch line, and I think that that could be really cool. Now, you know, I already own 4, 5, 6 Rancors at this point, so it's not very high on my priority list, to be honest, because if you want a 3¾-inch Rancor, you could get one, and you can get a really good one too. Not as articulated, but you can go out and buy it right now. So why take a slot away from something that they have never done before, that we cannot purchase anywhere, right? But having said that, I did see a lot of people saying that they would want a Rancor in the 3¾-inch line. Something that's a little bit more affordable than a $500 approach. And really thinking about this, there is opportunity to tie this into the Book of Boba Fett as well. Think about the Book of Boba Fett, what you want, but in terms of the popularity of Boba Fett, that has not made a dent in the helmet at all. People still love Boba Fett. And I think that if they were to do a Rancor, maybe market it towards the Return of the Jedi and the Book of Boba Fett, include the saddle for Boba to ride on. Quite honestly, a Rancor with Boba riding on it would look so dope on display. That could be so cool. Include the new Rancor Keeper. Include the old Rancor Keeper on a TVC card. And, oh my god, that's just, I don't know, it feels like printing money, you know, especially for 3¾-inch, where you can have, and where you should have, a better price point than what you're doing for 6-inch. That could be really cool. I mean, can you imagine them doing the Rancor for, I don't know, $199 or $200, and including the saddle for Boba, and throwing in at least one or two exclusive figures with this set in a Kenner style looking box? I mean, come on. That'd be really cool. So yeah, maybe it shouldn't be a HasLab and just a regular offering. But to circle back to the HasLabs, the top three HasLabs that I would love to see are the Mos Eisley Cantina at number one, the Death Star at number two, and a Sandcrawler at number three. Now, the Book of Boba Fett playset is just about to ship out. That was $225, I think, plus tax. So you're looking at $250. And I think that's such an interesting approach because it finally gives us something that's a little bit more elaborate to display. And from looking at all these images and you know, all these accessories that it comes with, I think this looks really, really amazing. It's been on my wish list for probably 40 years, you know, really. I mean, having a proper Jabba's Palace set up is just going to be so cool. But that kind of made me think that what could they do next with, you know, more these deluxe kind of play sets. And I came to the conclusion of two of those that I would love to see executed in the same way as the Boba Fett playset. The first one, without a doubt for me, is the Jedi Council one. The Jedi Council, because the sets that came out between 2002-2003, I think, actually came out in 2003 and ran through 2005, I think. They've done these three packs, and they were $20 or $25 at the time for three figures. And you know, once you purchase them all, you could set up this circle and have all these Jedi sit around in a circle, basically. But even though this looks really cool on display, you know, there's a few design flaws with it. And they really cut some corners back then as well, because every three-pack that was released came with the same background, right? So every cardboard background that you can attach to the wall and use as a wall backdrop, so to speak, looks identical. And then you have all these gaps in between the different sets as well. So yeah, it just doesn't look that great anymore, quite honestly. Or let's just say it's passable, but obviously they could be doing so much better now these days, right? And then the other flaw is that it's a full circle, whereas the Jedi Council was not a circle. Sure, they kind of sat around in a circle, but you still had, you know, the pathway to the elevator, and you had these columns around it. You had a, you know, you have the roof and everything, and the big windows, and obviously that's, you know, something that they've never done before. So I thought if they are going to use the Book of Boba Fett template now to do another deluxe playset, so to speak, I would love to see an approach to the Jedi Council, because the Jedi are at the heart of Star Wars. It's always about the Jedi. And the Council is featured, obviously, in the prequels. Obviously, all throughout the Clone Wars. Again, it's heavily featured in the High Republic, I think. The Jedi Council will never go away. This is just the heart of Star Wars. And why not use that and capitalize on that? And when you're doing a playset like that, again, build around this with additional Jedi figures. Include, I don't know, the definite version of Yoda from the prequels, or the definite version of Anakin Skywalker, and update some of these previous Jedi figures that you've done with proper knee joints that they can sit properly on their chairs, and include exchangeable backdrops. So you can display the council with, you know, during daylight or during the sunset or at night, like we've seen it many times in the movies. And that's definitely something I'd love to see. I mean, there's also room for some holographic figures that they've done previously. Why not go that route and add knee joints and make sure that they can actually sit properly? You know, release the Jedi Council with a bunch of training remote accessories. All these different chairs and the floor panels that go with it. Include extra lightsabers. Throw in some Jedi robes. Throw in the sacred Jedi texts, you know, from The Last Jedi if you have to. Yeah, you know, I think the Jedi Council would be great to see. And the response that I got when I put this out to the Galactic Figures community was very, very positive. So there seemed to be a lot of interest for that, especially because a lot of people missed out previously. And then if you were to purchase all of these Jedi Council 3-packs on the aftermarket, you're looking between $400 or $500 so you can get those. And you know, this could be executed so much better nowadays. So anyways, that would be my number one pick for another Book of Boba Fett type playset. And my number two spot goes to Echo Base. We've never seen a proper approach to Echo Base. The Vintage Collection Archive Edition book by Blue Milk does have some prototypes in it where they were at some point talking about doing chairs and consoles from Echo Base, and why not go and elaborate on that? Come up with a playset that has room for some rebels to sit down. It has the room where some of the Wampas were trapped in some of those deleted scenes. It could have the room where General Ryken was running around. And just think about all these figures that you could re-release with a playset like that, from Tauntauns to Snowtroopers to maybe re-release the AT-AT at some point, because the AT-AT hasn't been on the market for more than a decade at this point. There's definitely stuff that you could build around the world of Hoth, you know? I mean, the Snowspeeder, the last time that came out was, what, more than a decade ago as well. Right? Update that with a new paint application. You know, re-release the Wampa maybe. Do a Wampa and Tauntaun 2-pack. Do a Han Solo's Tauntaun, you know, that they haven't done in TVC yet. They've only done Luke's, I think, so far. So, you know, there is definitely room to build around the world and come up with a solution where you put a lot of new stuff out there for people who've been collecting for a long time that would be interested in adding new stuff to what we've already have. But there are so many new collectors in the 3¾-inch world these days that have missed out on other items from the Battle of Hoth, you know, like Snowspeeders and the AT-AT, for example. I mean, that's my second pick for a deluxe follow-up kind of playset to the Book of Boba Fett. So, and I would picture that to be in about the $225 price range. So not cheap, but you know, if the announcement comes ahead of time with time for people to save up and something to look forward to, I think that would be doable. All right, so that's where I'm going to wrap up this episode of Galactic Figure Talk, with a lot of HasLab talk and a lot of playset follow-up talk to the Book of Boba Fett. But yeah, those are the items which I would love to see, and I think that people would really eat those up as well. The next episode of GFT is probably going to be out around the time of Hasbro PulseCon, and that is taking place on September 22nd, so I should have an episode out that weekend, maybe even on the same day. So please subscribe if you haven't done so yet to not miss a show. And for all things Star Wars action figure related, check out galacticfigures.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description and remember to subscribe.